Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Tes. I'm not sure where Rabbi Balzer left off, but I'll pick up on daf Samach Ches Amid Beis from the Ema, about 7 lines from the end of the page. That's where he left off? Oh, great. Okay. So that's where I'll pick up from, Be'ezras Hashem. And today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and also in memory of Donald Butler Baruch Yaakov Ben Shraga Feivel Alevi on the occasion of his 9th yard site, which was Friday in Hashem Shavan Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Chavi Khan and Heshi Kaufman for Refor Shlema for Yoshua Heschel Ben Chaya Gittel. He should be zochet to Refor Shlema Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. And we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is pretty much one topic. It's a very technical daf. We're going to be talking about how we know where we derive which bios will make a woman pasul to truma if she is a bas kohen, to pasul her from truma's base of ia, and also if she's a bas yisrael, marrying a kohen would pasul her from kohuna in general, or if she's a bas yisrael would pasul her from kohuna in general, I should say. So we're going to discuss all the technicalities of those dinim. Now, along the way, we're also going to discuss some details on Amud Beis about whether we have an assumption that a woman is going to become pregnant from a Bia Rishona. We're going to discuss whether within the first 40 days of pregnancy, whether the Vlad is considered an actual Vlad or is only considered a Maya Ba'alma. That's, I guess, a Roe v. Wade Daf Yomi coincidence. And we're going to discuss a little bit about what sort of assumptions we make when a woman becomes pregnant, but she's not really married to anybody, so but she's be'erusin with a guy, but not fully benisuin yet, and she becomes pregnant. What sorts of assumptions can we make? Do we assume that it's from that guy that she has erusin with? Or do we assume, well, obviously she's not behaving herself, so it could be from anybody. So we can go into those details along the way. But for the most part, what we're going to be discussing is what types of relationships would pasul a woman from Truma. So let's begin with Ve'ema on Daf Samaches Amud Bey. So the Brisa had mentioned a number of different psulim that pasul a woman by who's a Kohenis, Levi, Yisraelis, and will pasul her, and will pasul her because they're an Isra Lav that they're not allowed to have Bia together. So Gemara derives it from the pasul Gubas Kohen Kisiya Li Ish Zar. So it says Gemara, Ve'ema Nivelo L'pasul V'chayvi Krisus. Maybe the Limudim from that pasul that tell us about relationships that will pasul a woman from Truma, because the pasul says that Bas Kohen Kisiya Li Ish Zar becomes pasul. Who told you that that's talking about a relationship that's only Chayav Elavin? Maybe it's talking about more severely Asar relationships like Chayav Krisos, where there's not even Tfisas Kiddushin, that's what's going to pasul her. Like, for example, her brother is Boel her. So that's going to pasul her. How do I know the Chayav Elavin, where there's even a Tfisas Kiddushin the way we paskin, not like Rabbi Akiva? We assume that there's a Tfisas Kiddushin by Chayav Elavin, like a Nasin and a Mamzer, that's going to pasul her as well. So answers Gemara, because the pasuk says, Kisihia. It says Ubas Kohen Kisihia Amar Rachmana Hanuch the Ispu Havaya Chayav Krisus Lav Bnei Havaya. That we see clearly when it used the word Kisihia, we know that the pasuk is trying to include those psulim that there is a possibility of Ishus, that there's a possibility of marriage. Those are Chayav Lavin, where there's a Tfisas Kiddushin, but Chayav Krisus that are not Bnei Havaya don't have a Tfisas Kiddushin. That's therefore not being included in the pasuk. So frankly, Gemara Iha. If that's true, that Kisiya implies that Kiddushin is Tovsim, so we should say that the Pasuk is only talking about those Chayav Elavin where there actually is Tfisas Kiddushin. But what about Ovid Chavim, the Eved, Lo Livsalu, an Ovid Chavim or an Eved that has Bia with a woman? There is no Tfisas Kiddushin with them, and Chayav Krisus also there's no Tfisas Kiddushin with, so therefore their Bia should not Pasul her from Truma. Says Gemara, Hanuch Pasli, Mid Rabbi Shmuel. You're right, we would not derive that from Kisiya. How do I know that these more severely usher relationships, like an Ovid Chavim and Eved, where there's not even Tfisas Kiddushin, or like Chavi Krisus, where there's not even Tfisas Kiddushin, how do I know that those relationships will pass from Truma? From Rabbi Shmuel. Dam Rabbi Yochum is from Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Yochum taught us the name Rabbi Shmuel. Minayin Lovid Chavim Eved Shabal Bas Yisrael Valkonis Luvia Shepaslua. How do I know that an Ovid Chavim or an Eved that has Bia with the Bas Yisrael, or a Kohenis or a Luvia, that apostles over meeting Truma? Shanel. bas kohen kisiya almana ugrusha, and the pasuk says if you have a bas kohen who becomes an almana or a grusha and doesn't have any children from her marriage, so the pasuk says that she's shava el beis aviyah, she returns to her father's house to eat trumas. Rabbi Shmuel darshins from the fact that it says almana ugrusha, why do you have to give both examples of how a woman could have been married, is now no longer married, didn't have any children from that marriage, so she can go back to her father's truma, she can go back to her father's house. If you say almana, I know it's truma and grusha. You say a grusha, I'll know it's truma and almana. Oh, so why does it tell me both? Mishieshla almanus v'gerushin ba. Yatsuo v'chav me'evet she'enlo almanus v'gerushin. When can she go back to eating her father's truma? When is she not permanently possible to eat truma? If her marriage was with somebody where there's a possibility of almanus or gerushin, meaning she was married, but if her marriage was to somebody who she's not halachically married to, like an Ovid Kochavim, like an Eved, like Chayav Ikrisos, well then she can never go back to Truma's Beis Aviyah because that passels her from eating Truma. So it says, Mar Ashkan Kohenes, Levi of Yisraelis Binalan. Good, that pasuk tells me that an Eved of Ovid Kochavim will passel a Kohenes from Truma, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about a Bas Kohen going back to her father's Truma. But how do I know Levi of Yisraelis that only eats Truma on account of her child who is a Kohen? How do I know that she also becomes possible from Truma when she has a Bia Psula? Let's say you have a woman who has a child that's a Kohen, has a son that's a Kohen, so she's allowed to eat Truma on account of that, and now she has Bia with an Ovid Chavim or an Eved. How do I know that now she's disqualified from eating Truma in the future? So answer the Gemara, we learn about that from the same pasuk that we learn the Kohen is from, but Kedam Rabbi Abba Merav, like Rabbi Abba Merav taught us, Bas Ubas. There's an extra vav in the pasuk. Sachanami. So here also we learn ubas kohen kisiel lizar is bas ubas. That it says ubas kohen kisiel lizar. So from the extra vav we learn that a levi of Yisraelis is also included. So even though the pasuk is directly talking about a bas kohen, the extra vav tells me that it's more inclusive. That it's talking about anybody who has bia with an eved or an ovid chavim that they're going to be possible from truma. So now the gemara discusses, and who's the tana that holds that you could darshan an extra vav? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Aleph, Rabbi Kiva holds you could darshan the letter vav, and the Chum disagree. So based on what we're saying right now, that the limud, that a Levi of Yisraelis becomes possible from Truma, is based on the on an extra vav, so kiman, Rabbi Kiva, the darsh vavi, clearly this price is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, who holds that you're allowed to darshan extra vavs, and not like the Chachamim, who disagree. So says Marno, afilu tem rabbanan. This could even be going like the Rabbanan. You're going to ask, how do I know that a Levi and Yisraelis become possible from eating Truma when they have Bia with an Eved and Ovid Chavim? So they could also darshan, because Kulei Ubas Kray Yiserehu. The whole pasuk of Ubas Kohen, not the whole pasuk, the whole phrase Ubas Kohen is really extra. The previous pasuk had already said Ubas Kohen, so it could have just said, you know, what we've already been talking about is Ubas Kohen, so it could have said V'chisiyah Almana Ugrusha, when she, and obviously it's referring to who we've been talking about, Ubas Kohen becomes Nalmanu Grusha. Why does it have to say the words Uvas Kohen again? So that's to tell me that even if it's not a Bas Kohen, that even if it's a Levi of Yisraelis, by having Bia with an Eved and Vavid Chavim, she becomes possible from Truma. So now the Gemara goes back to the Drasha. Uvas Kohen Kisi Almanu Grusha. So we said that from there we derive that apostles are from eating Truma. So says Gemara, well, wait a second. Maybe there's a difference, meaning we were Mechalik between someone who has Almanus Vigerishin and someone who doesn't, but maybe we got the chiluk wrong. Meaning we said from that pasuk where the Torah told us that if that almana ugrusha, that if you have a bas kohen kisiya almana ugrusha and doesn't have any children, that she goes back to her father's truma. So we said, oh, you see that the pasuk applies to people who have almanus v'gerushin ba. That when she has almanus v'gerushin, when she can actually be married to them, that's when she can go back to her father's truma. Otherwise, we assumed she can never go back to her father's truma. She's for sure going to be possible. Maybe you're right that there's a chiluk between Misha Yesh Almanos V'Gerishin Ba, but maybe we're, and those who don't have Almanos V'Gerishin Ba, meaning those who have Tzitzis Kiddush and those who don't, but maybe we got the chiluk backwards. Maybe we got the chiluk wrong. Ve'ema, maybe we should say that the pasuk is coming to be mekel and to tell me mishish almanos v'gerishim ba ki lesle zera ka'achla ki isle zera lo'achla, that if she had a real marriage to someone who she has to be kiddushin with, and then she became a grusha and almana, and she didn't have any children, so she can go back and eat her father's truma. And if she did have children, she cannot go back and eat her father's truma. As opposed to Mishaila Almanus Vagirish Mba, maybe it's a kula that if there's no tefisas kiddushin, even if she has children from that relationship, she's still allowed to go eat her father's truma. We worked with the assumption that, must be much worse if she has no tefisas kiddushin, if there's no almanus v'gerishin ba. And therefore, whenever you can have an example of a normal case of a normal woman who would be allowed to go eat her father's truma, someone who's yein lo almanus v'gerishin ba will be permanently puzzled to eat her father's truma. Maybe it's the reverse. Maybe it's someone who doesn't have someone who does not have almanas v'gerishin, but someone who doesn't have tefis kiddushin is always going to be able to eat her father's shuma, even if she has a child as a result of that marriage. So that Tosos raises the question: whenever we have a hekish, we're always makish l'chumra, not l'kula. So why is there even a tzad in the Gemara to assume that over here we're all of a sudden going to be makish l'kula? So Tosos Rosh explains the tzad to be makish l'kula is because the assumption is that in Ovid Chavim zirmasusim zirmasam, the zera is like a zera behema, so it shouldn't have any impact. So it shouldn't passel her at all. So there's a strong svara to be mekel. So says Gemara, no, im kain ribui leviv Yisrael islam lamali. No, if that's all it was telling me, that when there's no tefisas kedushin, she could always go back to eat her father's truma, she's not passel from eating truma, then what's the extra chiddush? And by the way, leviv Yisrael is not passel either. Well, of course, meaning it would be a kal v'chomer. It must be that it's telling me a chumra, and therefore I need an extra riboy to tell me that the same is true not only of a Bas Kohen but of a Levi of Yisraelis as well, that she too would become possible truma, meaning I might have had a Havamina that a Kohen becomes possible because a Bas Kohen becomes possible because she has Kedusha Saguf, she has some sort of extra level of Kedusha, but a Levi of Yisraelis from these Bios will not become possible from eating truma. So Kamash Malan, a Chiddush that a Levi of Yisraelis becomes possible as well. So if it were telling me a Kula, it's not a Chiddush that Levi of Yisraelis are included. I wouldn't need an extra riboy in the pasuk to tell me that Levi of Yisraelis are included. So now we had said that from the pasuk Kisiel Ishzar, we learned that Chayavi Lavin, where there's Tfisas Kiddushin, become pasul. Right? We said Kisihia is a lashon of Havaya, a lashon of Kiddushin. So Kisi Almano Grusha, we're marber the Chayavi Krisus. From the phrase Almanu Grusha, the Chayavi Krisos, where there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, will pasul as well. So now the Gemara discusses, is that so possible that Chayavi Lavin have no Tfisas, have Tfisas Kiddushin? We learned way back on Daf Yud that according to Shitas Rabbi Akiva, Chayavi Lavin also don't have Tfisas Kiddushin. So frak the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Damarin Kiddushin Tovsin B'Chayavi Lavin, Mai Kisiya Li'ishzar, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that even B'Chayavi Lavin, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. So what does the pasuk mean? It says kisiya li'ishzar. Kisiya can't mean the lashon of havaya, that dafka chayav ilavin, where there's tefisas kiddushin, will passel, because there is no tefisas kiddushin by chayav ilavin according to Rabbi Akiva. So what does it mean? Kitiba'il. Kisiya must mean that when she has bia with an ishzar, and the pasuk is telling me that any bia with an ishzar will passel her, even with an ovid chavim or with an evet. Salmanu grusha lamali. But if already from kisiya I learned that any bia with an ishzar is going to passel her, then what do I learn from almanu grusha? We use the phrase almanu Grusha to teach me about Eved Va'ovid Chavim. But according to Rabbi Kiva, Kisiya already teaches me about Eved Va'ovid Chavim. So what do I learn from Almanu Grusha? Says the Gemara, Kisiya Almanu Grusha is not extra, and it does not teach us when she marries an Eved and Ovid Chavim that she becomes possible from Chuma. The Pasuk is needed Lugufo. It's needed to tell me about the very Etzem Din that an Almanu Grusha who has Zera, who has children, who have children from their relationships, do not go back to Chuma. Space of EM, and when they don't have children from their relationships, they do go back to Truma Space of EM, and I need both of those things to be stated because each one has a chiddush. Almana, I need Almana and Grusha to be stated. Almana lahachmir aleha. Grusha lahakel aleha. Almana is needed to tell me to be machmir that when she has zera, when she has children from her marriage, she cannot go back to eat truma. And the din of grusha is needed to tell me that we are mekel that if she does not have children from her marriage, she may go back and eat her father's truma. Why do I need to be told about both almana and grusha? So tricha, I need both of them because If the Torah only would have said that an almana who is childless from her marriage couldn't go back to eat her father's truma, I would say, of course she can. Almana who dechiles lazera achla mishum dechazi lekuhuna, because an almana in her current state she's still allowed to marry a kohen, so she's kosher lekuhuna. So if she has no children from her marriage and she goes back to her father's house and her father's kohen, she can eat truma because she's still kosher lekuhuna. Avul grusha delochazi lekuhuna emal v'gav deles lazera lo achla. But I might have thought that by a grusha, who right now, because she's a grusha, she's pasul kahuna, I might think that she cannot go eat her father's truma, cannot go back to her father's house and eat truma, even if she does not have any children. The Yashmin grusha, and if it only were to tell me the din of a grusha, that if a grusha does have children, that she may not eat her father's truma, I would say, grushu d'chiyas lazera lo achla, that only if a grusha has children from her marriage with the Yisrael or whatever, she cannot go back and eat her father's truma, mishum d'lochazi l'kuna, because she is not Roy Lukuna. Aval Almana the Chazi Lukuna, but an Almana who's Roy Lukuna, a Ma'afagav, this is her an Amitechel. I would think that even if she does have children, she's allowed to. So she's allowed to eat her father's Shuma. So Tzricha, that's why the Torah has to tell me that both an Almana and a Grusha have the same rules. That if she has children from the marriage, she does not go back to her father's Shuma. If she does not have children from her marriage, she does go back to her father's Shuma. But, The fact that she's pasul l'kuhuna, that an almana is pasul that an almana is not pasul l'kuhuna, and a grusha is, has no bearing. They're exactly the same. They have the same halachos. An almana and a grusha have the same halachos. Now the Gemara goes back to this din that a zar pasuls a woman from truma. So what type of zar will pasul a woman with his bia from eating truma? And is it only those that we mentioned previously? Ve'ema nivela l'pasula af maksu grushaso. Maybe this din that ubas Kohen, Kisiel Ish Zar, that a Bas Kohen who's with an Ish Zar is now going to become possible Truma, is by anyone who's Nivala the Pasla will Pasla from Truma, including Maxur Gushaso. Meaning maybe it's a case that a man was married to a woman, they got divorced, the woman got married to somebody else, got divorced from that guy, and then she went back to her original husband, which is an Isser. You're not allowed to be Maxur Gushaso, La Achashanises. So maybe that's the Ish Zar that we're talking about, that by getting involved in remarrying her original husband after having been married to someone else in between, that's going to pasul her from truma. So the ish zara merchmana misha zara tzameikara. No, that relationship is not included because ish zara implies someone who is always foreign to her. La fuke haid lo zara tzameikara hu, as opposed to someone who was once her perfectly kosher original husband. So where they had a time where they were perfectly mutter for each other, and the only reason she was not allowed to marry him is because she married somebody else in between. That person, that original husband, is therefore not called an Ishzar, and therefore he's not going to pasul for Truma, because only an Ishzar will pasul from eating Truma. So now the Gemara goes back to the original drasha, Kisiel the Ishzar. From there we learned that a Bias pasul will pasul her. Ihachi, if the din of Bias pasul pasuling her is derived from Kisiel the Ishzar, Chalal delav zar humeikara lo lifsal. So a Chalal, someone who was born from Psule Kuhuna, his dad was a Kohen, his mom was a Grusha, so he was born in the Psule Kuhuna. He was not a zar meikara because he's allowed to marry even a kohenes. There's nothing usher about a chal marrying a kohenes, so he shouldn't pasul his wife from eating truma. Why does the Brisa list him among those who pasul their wife from eating truma? Now, obviously, he's not going to be machil his wife truma because he can't eat truma either. He's a chalal, but if, let's say, his wife has a son who's a kohen from a previous marriage or something, or his wife is a bas kohen, so he's not going to pasul her permanently from eating truma. So he shouldn't pasul her permanently from eating truma. But he does, so why? So answers the Gemara, there's a special limud to tell me that a chalal pasuls from truma. Because Amar Kra, the pasuk says that when it says a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an alman or a grusha, the pasuk says lo yichalal zaro ba'amav. So makish zaro lo. We compare the children of such a marriage to the man himself. Mahu, just like the Kohen Gadol, who marries an almana that's asked him, posel, pasels the almana from eating truma by virtue of the fact that it's a forbidden Kohen relationship. Avzaro, so to the child who is a chalal, that's born out of psulei kuhuna, nami posel, will also have the capacity to pasel his wife from eating truma. So Gemara Gemara discusses what stage of Bia's psul does a pasul. Is it from Kiddushin or only from Bia? Meaning, when do we assume that these relationships become problematic, that they will pasul from Truma? Is it as soon as they have Kiddushin right away she's pasul to Truma? Or no, when they have physical Bia, it's going to pasul from Truma. So Ve'ema Mishas Havaya, why don't we say, you know, the pasuk says Ki Siya L'Ishzar, and we dashed before that Siya means Havaya, then it means Kiddushin. So maybe Mishas Havaya from the time of Kiddushin is already pasul. Says, well, no, Dumi Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Not Kohen Gadol Ba'almana Bebiya, just like Kohen Gadol Ba'almana pasuls or Bebiya, and we derive that from the pasuk because it says Velo Yechalal Zaro by the pasuk of Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, and there's only, so it has to be the kind of relationship that can generate Zaro, that can generate children. So that's obviously Bia. So Afhainami Bibia. So to all the Psulim, only possible when it comes to Bia, they do not possible with Kiddushin alone. So the Gemara asks, by the Bia of other Psulim, we need we should require both Kiddushin and Bia in order to possible. How do you know that Bia alone possibles? So says the Gemara, Ve'ema Adi'ika Havaya Ubia. Maybe by the other Psulim, they only possible if you have both Kiddushin and Bia, because the pasuk says Kisihia, so that would imply Kiddushin, and we also learn from the limud we just said of the Kohen Gadol that by the Kohen Gadol talks about only the kind of relationship that produces Zera, so over here also only the kind of relationship that produces Zera, but maybe you need both requirements. Says Mar, no, Dumi the Kohen Gadol Balmana, because it's comparable to Kohen Gadol Balmana. Ma Kohen Gadol Balmana Bibia Luchuda, Afhainami Bibia Luchuda. Just like by Kohen Gadol Balmana, it's just Bia without Kiddushin that will passel, so to all of the psulim will only passel with bia lechuda without kiddushin. Now the Gemara back on Samaches Amud Aleph listed all of the different psulim that will passel women from truma when they have bia with them, and Rabbi Yossi and Rishon Gamliel said klalim as far as remembering which types of relationships will passel and which will not. So the Gemara is going to discuss are the klalim the same? Are Rabbi Yossi and Rishon Gamliel disagreeing with each other? So Tanakama said that ben teshon v'yom echad ger amoni moavi mitzri v'adomi kuti nasin chalil mamzer, all of those relationships pasul. So Rabbi Yossi Omer kol shezara pasul. Rabbi Yossi said no, there's a klal, any psul that the zera is going to be pasul mikuhuna will pasul through the bia the wife from kuhuna. V'kol she'ein zara pasul, and any psul that the offspring would not be pasul from kuhuna, ein oposa, will not pasul the woman from kuhuna. So ma'ika bein Tanakam the Rabbi Yossi. In what way are Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi disagreeing? Tanakam gave an exhaustive list. Rabbi Yossi gave a klal. Are they essentially saying the same thing? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan mitzvi sheni v'adomi sheni kibinai. I know there's enough community between them. What if you have a second generation mitzvi or second generation adomi that is boel, a kohenis, a levi, or a yisraelis? So that's enough community between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama says mitzvi v'adomi are pasul of a bekal, and therefore they pasul with their bia, and even a mitzvi v'adomi sheni are pasul of a bekal. It's only dor shlishi that's mutul of a bekal. So they would pasul a woman with their bia. Whereas Rabbi Yossi said, dafka mitzvi v'adomi that's a rishon, that's the original generation that's Megayer, their Zera would be possible, and therefore they possible. Meaning the way Rabbi Yossi formulated the klal is anyone whose Zera is possible, so they'll possible in Isha as well. A Mitzri Sheni Zera is not possible. Mitzri Sheni Zera is a Mitzri Shlishi. Mitzri Shlishi is Mutulava Bakal. So that would be the Nafkamina. The way the Tanakama formulated is anyone who is a Mitzri will possible his wife, whereas anyone who's a Mitzri who himself is possible of a Bakal will possible the woman also. Whereas the way Rabbi Yossi formulated is anyone whose offspring is going to become pasul will pasul the woman as well. A mitzri sheni's offspring does not become pasul. Ushneim lo nuduel mikohen gadol ba'almana, and both of these klalim are derived from a kohen gadol ba'almana. Tanakama sover ma kohen gadol ba'almana should be also ba'aver posel af hainami posel. Tanakama assumes that it's comparable to a kohen gadol ba'almana in that the bia itself is an avera, and therefore it's going to pasul the woman. So a mitzri sheni, the bia itself is an avera, and therefore it should pasul the woman. Rabbi Yossi sover ki kohen gadol. I agree that it should be just like the kohen gadol, but in a different sense. Ma kohen gadol shezaro pasul uposel. Just like a kohen gadol produces offspring that becomes a chalal, and therefore apostles the almana from ever eating truma again. So af kol shezaro pasul posel. So too, only those relationships whose zera is going to be pasul will pasul the wife as well. La fugi mitzri sheni dein zaro pasul, as opposed to mitzri sheni where the zera, the offspring, is not going to be pasul. D'chsiv banim asher yivaldu lem dor shlishi yavol lem bekal Hashem, because we know that a dor shlishi mitzri is permissible, is permitted to come bekal Hashem. So now the Gemara explains explains the nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and Rishon Gamliel, because there was a third shita in the Mishnah. We had the Tanakama who just listed all the psulim. We had Rabbi Yossi said anyone who's zaro is puzzled, his wife is going to be puzzled too. And then we have Rishon Gamliel. Rishon Gamliel omer kol sha atanose bito atanose almanaso, that it's not about his zera being puzzled, it's about his daughter. That if you're allowed to marry, if a kohen is allowed to marry his daughter, then you're allowed to marry his almana as well. And if you're not allowed, a kohen would not be allowed to marry his daughter, then you're not allowed to marry his almana either. So my ikabin Rabbi Yosef Rishon Gamliel, isn't that just saying the same thing? Kol she zaro pasul posel and kol shein zaro pasul eno posel. Isn't it saying the same? Is there any nafkamina? So Amrula gera moni moavi ikabin. No, where do we ever have a thing where there's a different halacha between the males and the females of a particular psul? Ooh, amoni velo amonis, moavi velo moavis. So gera moni moavi is going to be the nafkamina between them, because let's say they're the gera amoni moavi is boel kohenis levi of Israelis. So the halacha is that their male children are pasul liolam, but their female children are ksherim afilu lekuna. Their female children could be the matriarchs of the Malchus Beis David. They could be anything. They're perfectly kosher. So according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's all about imzaro pasul, so then he would pasul also because his male children are taka pasul. So gera amoni moavi has zera that is pasul, so he's going to pasul his wife with the bia as well. But according to Rishon Gamliel, that's all totally on bito, that the status of the wife is totally on the status of the daughter. Well, an amonis, a moavis is perfectly fine, and therefore the wife is going to be perfectly fine as well. So shneim lomdu al mekayim gal debalmana. And again, both of these opinions are derived from how we make that comparison to mekayim gal debalmana. Rabbi Yosi savor ma mekayim gal debalmana shezaro pasul posel af kol shezaro pasul posel, that just like kohen gadol, the zera becomes a cholol, and therefore the woman becomes pasul as well. So to any time there is zera pasul from the relationship, the woman would be pasul as well. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel savor ma kohen gadol debalmana shekol zaro pasul posel af shekol zaro pasul uposel, that no, the almana lekohen gadol has all of the offspring is going to be pasul, not only males, all of the offspring. So we see from almana lekohen gadol only the kind of relationship where all of the offspring is going to be pasul. Only then is it going to pasul. La afuke amoni moavi, then calls our apostle. Damar amoni v'lo amonis moavi v'lo amavis, as opposed to amoni and moavi, where it's not calls our apostle, it's only the male offspring that's pasul, but not the female offspring. Okay, new Mishnah now. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what types of continuation of the discussion. What types of relationships will there be an iser for a bas kohen to eat truma? Will pasul a bas kohen from eating truma? And what types of relationship will not pasul a bas kohen from eating truma? And also, in what types of situations will a bas Yisrael not be allowed to eat truma in the future, and what types of relationships will make it that she is allowed to eat truma? So, onus v'mefata v'ashota lo posel lo machilin. If Yisrael is ma'anes or mefata bas kohen, or a shota marries a bas kohen, that will not pasul from eating truma. And similarly, v'lo machilin. If a kohen is ma'anes or mefata bas Yisrael, or a kohen shota marries a bas Yisrael, that will not entitle her to eat truma, because only a real kinyan ishus can entitle a woman to eat truma. V'im einan ru'i lova b'Yisrael, and if a bas kohen is nivellas to someone who's not ru'i lova b'Yisrael, areil posel, that will pasul her from eating truma. So ketzat. So the Gemara says, okay, the Mishnah says rather, let's play it out. What are we talking about over here? Yisrael shabal bas kohen. Yisrael is ma'anes or mefata shelo l'shem kiddushin. He has bia with a bas kohen, and they're not married. Yisrael Shota marries a bas kohen, tochal b'truma. The halacha is there is no kiddushin, and therefore she's a bas kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. By the shota, even though he was mekadesh her and he marries her, it doesn't matter because it doesn't count as a kinyan because he has no das. And since she was nivel to these people, they don't pasul her from eating truma, because a bas kohen that's nivel to Israel does not become pasul from eating truma. A bas kohen that just has bia with a regular Jewish person does not become pasul from eating truma. This is l'chora. Unlike the sheet of Reb Lazar, who holds the panuy al bala panuy shalol shem ishus asa azona, that it makes her azona when two single people just have a bia shalol shem ishus. So the Tosa says, no, it might even be going like the sheet of Reb Lazar. Maybe it's asa azona, but that doesn't necessarily passel her from eating truma, because she was not with an ishzar. The din of truma is a function of kisiyah li ishzar, but she was not with an ishzar. She was with a regular Jewish man who is not an ishzar. So that would not passel from eating truma. The Mishnah continues. Ibra, if she becomes pregnant from these relationships, So then, lo tochal b'truma, she does not eat truma because the ubar will passel her from eating truma. Nechtach ubar b'me'eha, somewhat of a gruesome description of what happens. That nechtach ubar b'me'eha, if somehow the ubar becomes severed in her womb, so the pregnancy becomes severed. It does not describe a miscarriage, and the Rishonim struggled with why don't you just say that she was mapil the ubar, but it's an unusual description. But the bottom line is she's not going to deliver a living baby, so tochal, then she can go back to eating truma. Hayakoin sheba al bas Yisrael. If it was the reverse, it was a kohen that was ma'anis or mefata bas Yisrael outside of the context of marriage, or the kohen was a shota and tries to marry a bas Yisrael, lo tochal b'truma. She cannot eat truma as a function of that relationship. Ibra, if she becomes pregnant from him, lo tochal. She still can't eat truma because an ubar cannot be machil his Yisraelis mother in truma. Yolda, but if she gives birth, tochal, then she's going to be allowed to eat truma. Nimso kochosh ben gadol mikochosh alav. It turns out that the koach of the ben is greater than the koach of the av, that the boel cannot be machil in truma because he was never kona her. But the child that results from that bia will eventually be machil in truma as soon as that child is born. So that's a greater koach that the ben has than the av has. Ha'eved posel mishambia, an eved posels from kahuna and from eating truma if he's boel and isha that otherwise would have been ra'ui to eat truma. A bas kohen who has zera that's an eved from a yisrael kasher and then her husband dies, eno posel, the eved does not posel from going back to truma's beis avia mishum zera as a result of that zera. So what does that mean? So ketzad, what are we talking about over here? What does it mean that an eved posels mishambia and is eno posel mishum zera? What's the case of the Eved? So the Mishnah spells it out for us. Bas Yisrael a Kohen. Yeah, Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen. That's perfectly fine. Nothing wrong over there. Bas Kohen the Yisrael. Lord Bas Kohen marries the Yisrael. Also perfectly fine. V'yolda emenu ben. And they give birth to, they have a baby. They have a baby boy. And then the husband dies. And now the Bas Yisrael is allowed to eat truma because she was married to a Kohen. She has a son who's a Kohen. So even though her husband, the Kohen, died, she has a son who's a Kohen. And the Bas Kohen, who was married to a Yisrael and she had a child, is not going to be allowed to eat truma because she has a son who's not a Kohen. And she doesn't have a husband who's a Kohen. So she's not going to be allowed to eat truma. V'halach ha-bein v'nichbash ala shivcha v'yolda emen ha-ben. That child then goes and is bo al shivcha and they have a child, hareza eved. That child is miuchas after the mother, has a din of an eved. And if that son dies, that son that was bo al shivcha dies, hayse aim aviv bas Yisrael ha-Kohen. His grandmother is a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen who has offspring as a result of that relationship. Normally a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen and has offspring as a result of that relationship is allowed to eat truma, but this offspring is an Eved. So therefore, lo tochal b'truma. She's not going to be allowed to eat truma because she doesn't have zera from the Kohen other than this Eved, and the Eved is not misyaches after the father's family, so it's not considered the zera of her child, of her son, so she doesn't have zera from the Kohen. And if the aim aviv of this Eved was a Bas Kohen Yisrael, if it was the reverse case where the grandmother was a Bas Kohen who was married to Yisrael, tochal b'truma, the grandmother can go back to eating the truma from her father's house because she does not have zera from the Yisrael other than this Eved, and the Eved doesn't count as zera of Yisrael. Another complicated case, mamzer posel machil, that a mamzer can posel and be machil truma. Ketzad, what's the case of a mamzer? Bas Yisrael the Kohen, Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, or Bas Kohen the Yisrael, the Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, v'yolda emenu bas, and they have a daughter from that marriage, and then the original husband dies, and now that bas, that daughter goes and eats the woman who was originally married to the Kohen is allowed to eat truma because she has a daughter from that Kohen, and if she was a bas Kohen that was married to Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma because she has a daughter from that Yisrael. And then and here's where the story gets complicated. The daughter goes and she marries an eved or an oved chavim v'yoldei menu bein, and she has a child from that marriage, hareza a mamzer. So that child is a mamzer because kiddushin is not tovsin between his father and his mother. It was an intermarriage. Well, intermarriage creates mamzerus. According to one shita, intermarriage creates mamzerus. We don't paskin that way, but that's clearly the way this Mishnah is assuming. Tosfos points out, we don't paskin like this Mishnah. Tosfos points out back on Daf Tezayinam Beis, because this Mishnah is assuming that Vlad is a mamzer, so let's go with it. So we're assuming that because of an intermarriage, the grandchild is a mamzer, because the daughter Nebuch intermarried. So it could be that this mamzer's grandmother is a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen, and he's the offspring that she has to show for it. tochel b'truma, and her husband died, she could still eat truma because zera pasul is still considered zera. So even though the zera that she has to show for it is a mamzer, she could still eat truma. Bas kohen liyisrael lo tochel b'truma. And if it was a bas kohen who's married to Yisrael, she's not going to be allowed to eat truma because she has zera from the Yisrael, from the marriage to the Yisrael. The zera is a mamzer. It doesn't matter. Kohen gadol pamshu posel, and kohen gadol sometimes will pasul a bas kohen from eating truma. Keitzad bas kohen liyisrael. Bas kohen marries Yisrael. The older men of bas, and they have a baby girl. And the bas marries a kohen, and they have a child. So that offspring can be a kohen gadol that's meshamish al gabim zbech. Umachil es imo uposel aim imo. But he's going to be machil his mother truma because she was a bas Yisrael, even and therefore even after his father dies, but she's a bas Yisrael who has a kohen child to show for it. So the mother is going to be allowed to eat truma, but he passels Amimo, his grandmother, because his grandmother was a bas kohen who is married to Yisrael and is now not going to be allowed to go back to the Beis Aviyah because she has zera to show for it. So Zosameris lo kibinei kohen gadol shehu poselini minat truma, that there shouldn't be too many types of bnei kohen gadol that passel me from eating truma. So you see that sometimes bnei kohen gadol can passel from eating truma. So now the Mishnah said that a shota does not passel nor is machil truma. So the Gemara brings a brisa about a shota. Tanina lahadu tan rabbanan. We have a brisa. Shota v'katan shnasu nashim mesu. If a shota or a katan marry women and then they die, they're same p'turus min achalitzim and a yibum. Their wives are patur achalitzim and yibum because they were never married, because there's no tfisa, there's no kinyan by a katan or a shota. So kesa v'yisrael shabal bas kohen tochal b'truma ibra lo tochal. So we said in the Mishnah that if Yisrael marries a bas kohen, so she can eat truma. But if she becomes pregnant, she's not going to be allowed to eat truma. So kivan de ibra lo tochal, since the halacha is if she becomes pregnant, she can't eat truma. So the halacha should be lecho shema ibra. Then as soon as they're married, shouldn't we be choshish that maybe she's pregnant? Meaning, after all, milo tzanan, didn't we learn that if you have two men that are makadish, two women, and at the time of the kenisa l'chupa they switch the wives? So mafrishnos and shlosh chadashim shemu mubarosein. So if they had one night where they were together with the wrong women, we have to separate them for 3 months because we have to see if maybe they're pregnant. So you see that you're choshish that someone's pregnant if you don't know. So that for yuchsin they were choshish for one bia, but for truma they were not choshish that one bia is going to make a woman pregnant. So is that true when it comes to dinim of truma? We're not choshish that one bia is going to make her pregnant. But don't we have a brisa that a bas yisrael that's married to a kohen and doesn't have any children, and he gives her a get and he says to her, this should be your get, that should be chal, one moment before I die, right away she's possible to eat truma because we're afraid that he could die at any moment, and it turns out that right now is a moment before he dies, and therefore right now she's a grusha, so right now she's not allowed to eat truma. So you see that we're choshesh, but when it comes to truma, we're choshesh for far-fetched svekos. So shouldn't that mean necessarily that if she had bia one time, we should be choshesh that maybe she's pregnant from that bia? Ella amar Rabba Barafuna b'nisul chashu biznus lo chashu. You're right. We are choshesh for sveikos when it comes to truma. The chiluk between the Mishnah over here, where we're not choshesh that she's pregnant, and the Mishnah about the two women that were nischalif, that where we have to separate them for 3 months, where that was talking about by nisuin we're choshesh for ibor because women want to be become pregnant when they think they're sleeping with their husbands. So therefore, they're likely to do whatever they can to see to it that a pregnancy results. But biznus lo chashu. But if a woman is having a bias nus, she's going to do whatever she can not to become pregnant from that bia. She'll be mishapich, she'll do cartwheels in order to get that zera out of her in order to make sure that she doesn't become pregnant from that. And therefore, we have to be choshish that she became pregnant from a bias nus. Ubinisun michashu, is that true? Whenever there's an isun choshish that she became pregnant, v'atanya, but doesn't the Brisa tell us? Bas kohen shenisis Yisrael, umeis, if bas kohen marries Yisrael and dies, tovelas v'chelos b'chumah la'erev, she can be tovelas from the tumah of the bia and eat truma that night. So you see that even b'nisuin we're not choshish that maybe she's pregnant. So I'm Rav Chis says tovelos v'chelos ad arba'im, that she's tovelos v'chelos up until 40 days. Di lo miabra halo miabra, because manavshuch, if she's not pregnant, she's not pregnant. Vi miabra, and even if she is pregnant, ad arba'im maya bialmahi, up until 40 days. What is it already? It's not a fetus. It's only maya ba'alma. It only has the status of maya ba'alma. So since it's not yet an ubar, she's not considered uberes yet until 40 days. days. So that line obviously is very relevant in the whole discussion about abortion. And some of the poskim say, yeah, up until 40 days, you could do an abortion. After that, there are poskim that it's ritzich after that. But prior to that, it's not it's not an uber yet, and it would be mutter. If that's the case, up until 40 days, the woman is not considered muberes. That a bas kohen that eats truma after her husband dies, and then hukar ubra b'me'eha, she should be mukalkel l'mafreya. Meaning, if then she realizes, I'm pregnant, and she's a bas kohen who is eating truma because she went back to her father's house and she thought she didn't have any children from her Yisrael husband, when she discovers she's pregnant, she should have to reimburse all of that truma. Temukalkel l'mafreya. So doesn't that imply that she has to reimburse all the truma even that she ate in the first 40 days of the pregnancy? So says one, no. My mukulkalis adarbaim. Hukarubra happens at 3 months. So anywhere between 40 days and 3 months that she was eating truma, that truma she's going to have to reimburse. But any truma she ate in the first 40 days, she wasn't pregnant in the first 40 days. Even if she was pregnant, she wasn't pregnant. So that was perfectly fine for her to eat that truma. Itmar, habal arusas beischam rav amravlan mamzer shmul amravlat shtuke. If someone is boel is arusa before they have nisuin and she becomes pregnant and she gives birth, so what's the status of that child? So Rav says the child is a mamzer. What do you mean? An arusa? Habal, a rusasa, the vlad is a mamzer? There's no such halacha like that. No, what Rav is saying is, she's not behaving, right? Obviously, this woman is promiscuous. Why is she having bia with her arusa? They don't have any suin yet. Probably she's having bia with other people too. Thing is, she's an arusa, so she's an eshes ish. So she's having bia with other people too, and she's an eshes ish. That vlad is going to be a mamzer. Ushmuel, Amr Shmuel says, no, the vlad is a shtuk. He's a suffolk mamzer. We don't know. It could be from the arusa, it could be from someone else. So Rav, Mstav, Milsid, Rav. Rav is probably correct that the vlad is a mamzer to daima mialma, if everyone's been talking about her, that she has all these inappropriate relationships with men. But if people have not been saying that she's having inappropriate relationships with men, then we assume it's from her arus. How do I know that? Because the Mishnah says that according to Bas Yisrael, biznus, she does not eat truma, yolda tochal, but if she gives birth, she does eat truma, because now she has a son from the kohen. Well, hey chidami, if everyone's been saying she's been mizana with everybody, so yolda amai tochal, then why should she eat truma on account of that son? I don't know that son is the Kohen's kid. Elalav minei daima velo daima me'alma. It must be that people are talking that she's having an inappropriate relationship with him, with the Kohen, but not with other people. Uma hasam de lahai yisru lahai yisura. So in the case of the Mishnah, where she's usher to the Kohen, because it's a penuya, and she's usher to anybody else also. So basra didei shadina lei, and we still say most likely the child is from the Kohen, and we're going to allow her to eat truma on account of that. So hacha by the arus to lahai isura, where to other people she's an ashes ish, ulahai hetera, but to her own arus she's asr, but we call it hetera because of what? It's an isur derabanan already. It's not nowhere near the same isur lo kolshkein. All the more so will be told of the vlad in the relationship that is much more mutter. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Amrle Abaye. Have a great day, everybody. Let's see.